this is Joe Tomlin at Fringe Review. Here is a performer.
Jonathan Giuseppe.
And what do you do, Jonathan?
I'm a comedian and storyteller.
And what are you doing here at the San Francisco Fringe?
I'm performing my one-man show, one-person show, Grief is Horny, which is sort of embodied storytelling.
And what made you write a show about this?
Well, I knew I wanted to do a solo show, and then it was just something in my subconscious that was like, it has to be about my dad, because my dad was such a big part of growing up. And so I just started from that knowing that one thing.
How would you describe your performance style?
It's a combination of it's stand up in a way, but it's also storytelling. So I tackle humorous subjects in one moment and intense subjects sort of in the next.
How many? Is this your first one-person show, or have you performed other shows?
This was my first one, but I just wrote another one-person show called Cancer is Gorgeous.
And do you have plans already to perform it?
I would love to put Cancer is Gorgeous up again. I did it in Chicago, but I just moved to LA, so I'd love to put it up in LA when I get settled.
And what have you done during your life growing up so far?
Yes, I performance-wise or just in life? Lots of jobs. I was always a comedian, though. Worked at a bank, was a dog walker, worked for Groupon, Uber driver, but always doing theater and comedy. And so I've done lots of different kinds of comedy, too. Improv, stand-up, and then now I've sort of settled in acting and sort of my style now is just mostly storytelling, which is it's a combination of both, of all of those kind of.
And do you write the show, did you write all of the show yourself or did you work with anyone else?
I wrote all of it myself, but I did work with a director, Peter Kim, and he was super helpful in helping form the show and also pushing me to go to places that I was maybe scared to go to.
How long ago did you start forming this show?
I believe it was about 2.5 years ago, I believe, is when I started. And yeah.
So it's relatively fresh.
I was 29 and I'm 32 now. Well, I'm 29 when I started, so 3 years ago.
And how was it working with a director for the space or the characterization?
It was good. I think Peter was wonderful, but I was sort of, these stories are so personal that I was scared to tell them, honestly. And it wasn't until the first run of the show, the show's mostly about my dad, but I was just, it was such a vulnerable topic for me that I waited telling the stories about my dad until really a week before show opened. So I was very scared to write. And Peter goes, you have all, the show is about your dad and you haven't really written anything. And I said, I know, I'm just scared. And he said, I know. And he goes, you need to go to Starbucks and start writing. And so I really pushed myself, backed myself against the wall.
And how long ago was that?
That was about three years ago for the first run.
And how has it developed since then?
I filmed it the first two or three times that I did it, which was really helpful to see myself where I was stutter stepping and kind of going around things and not just going directly at the truth. And so my editing process, that really helped my editing process a lot. And I basically cut out all of the fat in the first two shows and was still writing until the third show of the first run, the show was all set after I had watched myself and cut out all the fat.
What What advice might you have for someone who's listening, who's thinking about writing a personal show and getting it up on its feet and performing it for the first few times?
I would say if you're thinking about it, you should just do it, because the rewards are huge, and in your mind it's such a big thing, but it's actually, you have so much time. You can do multiple runs of the same show, so you can always tweak it, you can always make it better or edit it. And I would also say, if you're going to write a personal show, telling your story, what I've found is telling your story is so therapeutic. So it'll not only be beneficial creatively and just in of developing your writing skills, but it'd also be, telling your story is just emotionally very therapeutic. So do it.
Thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us this evening.
Thank you so much.